Gave August Patrick with you and Clara coming. Luke Glass getting a shock on the show with me, Tom Cormack, coming to you a little earlier than normal. It's just gone, 22 minutes past seven. And, well, our start time just after 20 past seven anymore. So we've gotten a few extra minutes as well. But hope you can join us on our new time from now on. And we're looking forward to bringing you the same type of programme with the same type of GAA interest. Our focus tonight actually is on the Donegal Intermediate Championship. And, well, we're down to the last four. It's Erua, Ballyshannon, Clohanealy, Neave Breage and St. Olds. They're the teams fighting it out now for the latter stages of the Intermediate Championship. And of course, we have a big weekend of Senior Football Championship action this particular weekend as well. So we're certainly plenty of football action. And of course, it's down to the latter stages in Tyrone, Derry as well, and two semi-finals in Derry this weekend as well. We'll be looking at those more probably tomorrow night in the new sports programme, which is coming to you live here. Sport been revamped, and looking forward to bringing you a new sports programme tomorrow night as well. Jeremy Doherty will present that from 7 and 8 to 8 o'clock. But tonight here on the GAA programme, the focus very much on the Donegal Junior Championship and the Intermediate Championship. You have Erua, Ballyshannon and Clohanealy, St. Noel's and Neave Breage, as I mentioned, in the Intermediate Championship. And then we have Buncrana, who are down in the Junior Championship. They take on St. Mary's Convoy. And we have Letterkenny Gaels and Narossa. And of course, Narossa grabbing the headlines both locally and nationally. The fact that County Manager Declan Boner is playing for them as well. But tonight, I'm delighted to say as well, I'm joined by former Donegal under 20 manager and Buncrana club man, Sean Clerken. He will look ahead to the Junior Championship. That's coming up a little bit later, but we're also joined by Liam Breen, of course, who guided Glenn Fenn to Intermediate Championship success last year, defeating Erua Ballyshannon in the final. And well, I've been speaking to Liam, looking ahead to the weekend's Intermediate Championship.
Liam, the Intermediate Championship, like the senior, down to the last four. And I suppose the first question is, are the four best teams through, or is there anyone feeling maybe a little bit disgruntled about the fact?
Well, I would say the one team that probably would be disgruntled this weekend will be Neave Columba. Like, you know, they were well ahead there against St. Noel's, and St. Noel's, in fairness, them came back and grinded out a victory. Like, you know, St. Noel's are a very seasoned team, but as far Glenn were 8 or 9 points up, and you would think that they would have held on, like, you know, but maybe the one team, like, but at the same time, you've got Ballyshannon, you have Clohanealy, you have St. Noel's. They would have been three of the big teams at the start, and probably Glenn Colin Kill were the other team, like, you know. So they would have been the big four from the very start.
I seem to recall when we spoke to you some time back for the Democrat, you had a sneaking fancy for Neave Columba.
I had a sneaking fancy for Neave Columba because, like, you know, I thought they had a good mixture of some older, experienced players and then young boys coming through, like, you know, which is ideal for intermediate football. Like, you know, the likes of Lanty Molloy and Finn Gallagher, Aaron Doherty, three great young prospects, like, you know, and then the likes of McNairns and Martin Doherty there, or Martin Cunningham in the back line. You know, I thought they had the proper mix, like, you know, and I thought maybe they might have been a team that could have progressed further. Like, but again, should they come up against St. Noel's, who were one of the big teams, and you have one of the two of them had to go out. Like, you know, I'm sure Glenn Colin Kill will be kicking themselves now this weekend that they're not there in the semi-final. Last year, the same thing. Like, you know, I was talking to their manager last year, and they felt like they could have done better. Like, you know, but this intermediate is very hard to win, and it's proven to be that again for Glenn Colin Kill, like, you know.
Yeah. Is there a surprise Neave Breage are in there?
It's not a surprise, no, because we played Neave Breage twice last year in the championship. We played them in Glenfinn in the qualifying round, and we drew with them, and we played them again then in the quarter final. Like, that's the thing about the intermediate, like, you know, you could end up playing teams twice, like, and Neave Breage gave us two very tough games last year. We were lucky to beat them in Glenfinn, and they're there definitely on merit, like, you know. Red Hughes you know, yourself came through last year. They won the junior and brilliant performances then in Ulster, like, you know, and obviously a very up-and-coming team. And Neve Breed had two very tough games against Red Hughes, and they came through there. So, no, Neve Breed are definitely there in merit. Like, you know, they have a lot of good young players. Like, you know, and Matt Galler in charge of them there. He's got his own two sons playing there. They're both very good footballers in the Brogans and that. Like, you know, they're a team that are up and coming, just the same as Red Hughes. Like, you know, but no, Neve Breed are definitely there in merit. They'll be in now against St. Oz. It'll be a very tough game. A local derby between two teams that will know each other inside out, like, you know. So
and tell me, Liam, how high is the standard? Would it be fair to say it's a pretty high standard?
The intermediate?
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is. Like, you know, it's like, all you have to do is just look at Ballyshannon. Like, Ballyshannon are one of the biggest clubs in the county, or have been, like, down through the years. I think Ballyshannon now have been playing intermediate football for the guts of 10 years, and they can't get out of the intermediate, like, you know.
They can't win it, yeah.
They can't win it. Like, you know, we were lucky enough. Like, we were only down for 2 years, but I think it was just the fact that we had, a lot of the players had been playing intermediate championship and had that experience of playing intermediate or playing senior championship and had that experience, like, you know, that stood to them, like, you know, how to get over the line. Like, but when you're down there playing intermediate championship year in, year out, you find it's very hard to win that competition. Like, you know, you have teams there, like, that's, the way I would look at it, like, the four teams left in the senior championship are probably the four best teams in the county at the minute. And then after that, you know, Glenswally, maybe St. Michael's would probably feel that they're maybe a step ahead of the rest. But after that, I would think all the rest of the teams are on a very even level, like, you know, and they would beat each other day in, day out. Like, one, it's very hard to know who would beat each other, like, you know, but no,
we probably saw that the other night with Clonhilly just getting out of jail against Niamh Colum Kerr, who were in Division 3, Clonhilly in the bottom of Division 1.
Exactly, yeah, you've Clonhilly there, like, you know, and Clonhilly actually, they stayed up no problem in Division 1. They stayed up fairly comfortably, like, they were there three or four teams below them, like, you know, and then you have Neve Colmkill, Division 3 team, and put it up till the last eight, and by all accounts, very unlucky not to get a result, like, you know. So Clonhilly are struggling through game after game, but at the same time, again, a very strong team, and you wouldn't fancy playing against them, like, you know. But no, like you say, like, it is a high standard, like, and this time of year, you notice, like, boys coming back from America or wherever they are, the teams are at their strongest this time of the year now, and anything can happen. Like, you know, you see, like, Clonhilly there now, they have Jason McGee. He came on there at half time last day, and he scored the winner for them in the last minute. You have Darren McKeever back for them. Like, you know, the teams are just getting stronger and stronger, and it is very competitive, and it is a high level. Definitely is a high level, like, you know.
Most people feel that Erua and Clonhilly, that's the game of the round, a bit like Guidor and Kilcar in the senior. We'll leave that one for a moment. We look at the first one, it's in Knowles and Neve Breed. A local derby of sorts, I suppose, either side of Four Masters and Donegal Town. How do you see that? Where do you see it go? How do you see it? Who are the movers and the shakers?
Yeah, there are two clubs that will definitely know each other inside out. Like, you know, for me, over the last few years, you'd have to fancy St. Noel's. Like, they've been thereabouts. They're a seasoned team with a few good young players coming through there. Pather Mogan, Stuart Johnson, like, they're quality players. You've Ben McCall, county experience, like, and then you have Stephen Griffin and Barry Griffin, like, you know, household names at the minute, like, you know, and they're definitely, you would seem to think that they would have the edge, but the fact that the two clubs will know each other so well, Neve Breed, like I say, we played them twice last year, we had awful problems with them, like, you know, they'll be giving it their all. They're there on merit, but at the same time, I would have to fancy St. Noel's to come through that. Like, you know, they showed great battle last weekend to go 8 points down, I think it was, against Glen Clonkill, and come back and get a victory out of that. Like, you know, that's a serious feat. Like, you know, and they're back down in front right now this weekend. And I think, for me, I would say it will be a St. Noel's victory, but it'll not be as clear-cut, I don't think, as people might expect.
Of course, they're at the top end of what, Division 2, isn't it? And
they are,
down,
of course, they are. Like, you know, St. Noel's are well up there. They're a seasoned team. Like, you know, they're well up there, and a lot of quality players, a lot of good players. Like, you know, that are well used to these latter stages of the championship. Like, we played them last year, and we really struggled with them over in our draw. We just got through by a bare point in the end. Like, you know, it was terrible conditions. Like, but it was the same for one team as the other. Like, but we were very lucky to get through. Very lucky to get through. And St. Noel's will be fancying their chances there now. And I would expect St. Noel's to get through. But now the fact that you throw in the fact that they know each other so well, it'll be a tougher than a lot of people think.
And then moving on to the other one, that's the big one. Would it be fair to say that probably of the four teams left, Eirua would be the form team?
Aye, but this time last year, Eirua were definitely the form team. They were putting up huge scores. Like, you know, it's just you'd like to think that Eirua would have learned a lot from last year. Like, you know, they got into the semi-final stages and final stages last year. Eirua were putting up huge scores, and they were shooting the lights out. Like, you know, I remember going to a press conference last year, and it was kind of like a foregone conclusion that Eirua would beat Glenfinlay, because Glenfinlay weren't putting up any scores, and Eirua seemed to be just knocking teams right, left and centre. But I think Clonmany are creeping through there. They're just scraping through game after game after game. Like, you know, they're like, again on Monday night, they just got through by that point. They had a very tight battle against Reg Hughes in the group stages. Like, you know, they're getting there. Clonmany are getting there. They're going to be stronger, like, with Jason McGee now coming back into form again, and Darren McKeever. They've got the Maguires. Like, they've been playing senior football, Division 1 football all year. So it's going to be a tough one to call, a really tough one to call. I, from the start of the year, from the very outset, I thought that Eirua would be the team to win the championship. I just thought that, you know, that they've been getting there a bit better every year. They have some quality players, the McGraths, like, you know, and Nathan Boyle, boys that can get scores. But it's one that's going to be very hard to call. Just.
Is intermediate championship becoming a barrier for them, or a block for Eirua?
It seems to be a bit of a barrier for them. Like, you know, when you're playing, like, you know, Eirua would be the same as ourselves. Like, you know, they're playing Division 2 football there, and it's very hard to know what do you target? Yeah. Do you target the league, or do you target the championship? Like, you know, but the way the football is now at the minute, like, you know, things have changed in the last 2 or 3 years with the format. Like, you know, so at the minute now, you just go out and you try and get promotion in the league, and then it's up to yourself. Then you go out and try and win the championship. But it seems to be a real barrier for Ballyshannon in the last 9 or 10 years. It's very hard to believe that it's like they've been playing intermediate football for 9 or 10 years now. They can't seem to win this intermediate championship, like, for a club of their history. Like, you know, and then they'll be looking at their neighbours over the road, Bundoran, who are flying, like, and putting up to Ulster champions last weekend. Like, so they'll be looking at them, and they'll be thinking, like, you know, we need to get back up there again. Like, so is that
becoming the burden? You know, it could be.
It seems to be a bit of a burden. I don't know. It seems to be something that they just can't get over. Like, you know, and they can't just get over that line of winning that intermediate championship. Like, but I have a funny feeling that this could be the year for them. Like, you know, but like I say, this intermediate championship, you end up playing teams that you played earlier on the year. It could very well happen now that maybe Ballyshannon, Eirua could come over, get over this game against Clonmany, and could end up beating St. Noel's in the final. They've already beaten St. Noel's in the championship, and that could turn around, and then St. Noel's could end up beating them again. Like, you know, it's a tough one.
Are you edging towards them for Sunday or Saturday?
You'd have to edge towards Eirua, but now there's no way you can rule out Clonmany, like, because they would have been the favourites probably the last few years to win it. They're probably because of the fact that they're playing Division 1 football all year. against the top teams in the county and putting up great performances. You would think that they should be the team that you would fancy to win it this year, but I just have a funny feeling now that this year Irua, they've Barry Wired in there, like he's a Ballyshannon man through and through, and I think he'll have his homework done. I would say they might have learned from last year. Last year they were all gung-ho and went out to shoot the lights out, like, you know, and they came up against us in the final, and I just think they kind of underestimated us a little bit, and I don't think they'll do that this year. I think they, you know, they will take a wee step back and maybe be a little bit more defensive and set up a little bit better. Like, I just think they, you know, that they're not going to take teams for granted this year, and they'll definitely not be taking Clonmany for granted.
Liam, before we let you go, I know you follow the senior championship with interest. It's down to the last four as well. St. Junan's, Niamh Connell, Kilcar and Gweedore.
Yeah, it's... Like I said earlier on, they're probably the top four teams in the county. I was at both of the games at the weekend. Glenfinnan, our own club, put up a good performance against Glenties. Unions were very strong, looked very strong against Milford. That should be like the two teams. There's a lot of history between the two teams, St. Unions and Glenties, but. I have a funny feeling that maybe this year Union's defence seem very strong. They'll probably have Rory Cavanagh back now the next day. They put up a high score the last day. It's very hard to know what to make of it. Like, you know, it's hard to read into that game between St. Union's and Milford. But I think myself, I have a funny feeling that maybe St. Union's will come through that one.
And the other one then, of course, that's the big one, the one everybody's talking about.
That's the one everybody's talking about, the last two champions. Like, you know, you have Kilcar, you have Gweedore. Gweedore, they seem to be struggling through and just getting over the line, like, you know, but everybody knows they're going to be getting stronger and stronger as it goes on, like, you know, but... It's a very hard one to call. You have a very physical Gweedore team against a very flying fast Kilcar team with an awful lot of speed. They don't seem to have that physical presence that Gweedore would have, but if Kilcar can move the ball fast and get inside, they're putting up big scores, and I don't know, it's a very hard one to call, but I would be edging towards Kilcar, I think.
Yeah. Liam, look, it's great to join us tonight, and thanks a million for that.
No problem, Tom. Thank you.
The GAA program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Walter Ash, good to you, and Clare. Me, Tom Comack, with you as always. Well, a new time, in actual fact, for those of you who are joining us for the first time and maybe expecting to hear Jimmy Stafford. It's Tom Comack here with the GAA programme brought forward normally on that Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9, coming to you a little earlier than normal, and coming to you 7:25, that's 25 past 7 to 8 o'clock. So we're here for another, 20 minutes or so. So still to come, of course, so that was the voice of Liam Breen there previewing the weekend Intermediate Football Championship action, plumping for Éirua and St. Aul's to overcome Clonmany and Neave Breege in those Intermediate Championship finals. They're on Sunday, in actual, or Saturday. Éirua versus Clonmany is in Páirc Tí Óge in Glenfinn at 5 o'clock, and St. Aul's versus Neave Breege is in Eamon Byrne Memorial Park in Fintra, also at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. And there's a host of action on in Donegal this weekend, but of course those Senior Championship semi-finals we spoke to Liam about, Gweedore, the reigning Ulster and all, and Donegal champions taking on the highly fancied Kilcar, of course, have already won the Donegal Division 1 League. And St. Junan's, a new look St. Junan's team, who looked very impressive last weekend against Melford in their quarter final, they're taking on Niamh Connell, who are bidding for a third final appearance in 3 years, and a fourth in actual fact in five. Niamh Connell last won the championship in 2015, and
Martin Regan, still involved with the team and hoping to reach another final, losing to Gweedore last year and Kilcare the year before. And we have senior championship relegation playoffs as well this weekend. Dunloe and Four Masters are meeting in, or Dunloe and Ardragh, sorry, are meeting in Eamon Byrne Memorial Park on Saturday as well. That's the curtain raiser to the St. Noel's New Breed Intermediate championship semi-final in Fintra. 3 o'clock throw-in for that one, and of course Mallon and Four Masters are the other team fighting to hold on to their senior championship status. They're meeting in St. Mary's Ground in Convoy on Saturday night, 8 o'clock. There's intermediate championship intermediate B championship semi-finals as well to come, but still to come on the programme, of course, we're going to also look ahead to those two interesting junior championship semi-finals in the Michael Murphy Junior Championship. We have Letterkenny Gaels facing Narossa and Buncrana, who have been, well, blazing a trail really in the junior championship. They're taking on St. Mary's of Convoy. Those games is a double header in McCool Park, or in O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny on Saturday, 3 and 5 o'clock throw-in, and certainly two interesting games. We'll be looking ahead to those games and getting his thoughts as well on the Donegal Senior Championship from former Donegal minor and under 21 manager Sean Clerkin, of course the Buncrana club man, who has enjoyed success with the Buncrana club as well. But that'll be right after
The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fáilte Ash, Gajian Clare, we, Tom Comack, with you again on Wednesday night, or here at the earlier time of 7:25 to 8 o'clock. So change your dials from this week on. It's part of a new range of program changes here on Highland Radio, and we're looking forward to talking to Sean Clerkin in a moment or so. But just to remind you as well, of course, we Terriman Ladies got their Ulster Championship campaign up and running last weekend with a victory over Clonairn from Armagh, 5-9 to 8 points. Geraldine McLaughlin and Bridget Gallagher among the goal scorers there. Maya Alkern also got a goal. But a very impressive performance by Terman. And they now place Lincoln McCartans from Tyrone in the Ulster semi-final on Sunday week back at the Burn Road. As I said, Buncrana and St. Mary's of Convoy and Letterkenny Gaels and Narossa meet in the Donegal Junior Championship semi-finals on Saturday in O'Donnell Park to a very entertaining and potentially exciting Junior Championship semi-final clashes on. Of course, Narossa grabbing quite a lot of the headlines in recent weeks because of the fact that Donegal manager and, of course, former All-Ireland winner with Donegal, Declan Bonner, has been lying out in goals. I've seen him described a bit like Cluxton-esque at stages in some of the games and some of the reports I met on him and some of the saves he's pulling off. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by a former, well, team mentor to Declan when he was involved with the seniors in the past, and Sean Clerkin from Buncrana. Sean, good night to you.
Good night, Tom.
And, well, looking forward to the Junior Championship semi-finals. I know Buncrana probably feel, and most people feel, they should be up at and maybe, if not intermediate, if not senior, certainly intermediate. But looking forward to looking at the junior championship overall, Narossa, the surprise package, best four teams through.
They are, Tom. I suppose, were probably caught napping, maybe took Narossa for granted. And as you just alluded to there, Mr. Bonner, quite astute man, he's a bit of a long time. I suppose we heard about the double save and all of it, but it's so, you know, I suppose it was a surprise victory for Narossa, but it's a great credit to Narossa. You know, I mean, you know, Narossa, we all know their pick and they're limited to numbers and emigration and so forth. Hasn't been good to them, and I've seen Narossa play in Buncrana, and you know, like, and the players there, like Pat Caulfield and Doan and Tremel and Lazar there have been very long time. So it's good, you know, I suppose we feel for Urs and losing it, but it's good for Narasa to be in a junior semi-final.
But the other three, I suppose, were always going to be thereabout.
Well, they were, Tom. They were like McCrane, as you say, are where they are. But were expected to do well. And in the semi-final, I suppose Convoy are going really well. It's probably the team to watch. Under Lars McMullen, Irish player manager, have now been promoted, I think, twice in a row. They're now into Division 2. It shows that they're in good form and they're playing well, you know what I mean? And there's a couple of players there that's worth watching, you know, and Paddy Mayle himself in years gone by. You know, John Doherty, centre-half-back's a good player. And Paddy Doley, you know, maybe was injured last week, but he's one of their top forwards. So they're another team that it'll be a tough game between them and McCann, you know, and I know, speaking of Mally McCann, he's taking nothing for granted. He's well aware of the fact that Convoy will be tough opposition, especially the team is going well and winning after winning the league. And I suppose they finished the league strong as well, you know what I mean? So that'd be an interesting game. I suppose the other game, Gales v Narasa, I suppose, to be honest.
Before we leave Buncrana, Convoy, I see Ryan Bradley made a welcome return last week, coming on as a sub.
Yeah, Ryan, come on. He's just back. He's not home fully yet. He's back and forward to Dubai, but he's in back training there. He still has a long way to go, maybe to get to Championship fitness, but the Malachy took the opportunity on Saturday to give him a run out and, you know, then get to the game time for him. Ray is still only maybe 32, 33 years of age, so there's a few years left in him.
And I see Dara Jigger Connor back from the States as well. Is that a feature of some of the teams in the Championship, probably at all levels? You know,
It is, Tom. I know, young is a Cormac Cannon there. There's Kieran and Cormac Charlie, two lads that play for Gales. I think Cormac has been in the States all year, but he's returned to the Gales and certainly be a big asset to them all. So suppose that's happened to a lot of clubs. These lads take these 90 days passes and they're out, and that'd be good or bad for the GAA or maybe for the clubs at home. It's going on over Ireland, and then they'll come back to play in their Championship. So I'm sure every club will welcome them home.
And talk to me about Buncrana Convoy. How do you see that go?
It's going to be a tough game, you know, Tom. You know, I mean, Buncrana have been relegated from Division 2 to Division 3. And Convoy have been promoted from Division 3 to Division 2. And as I said as well, and you know yourself from years come by, you know, you're over a team and they're going well and they're winning. Having a pace of going, the training's obviously going well. There's momentum there. There's a confidence about them, and Convoy is going to bring that into the game, certainly at the weekend against Buncrana. So both Buncrana, you know, probably are holding the favourites. Tags been relegated down from intermediate. So, you know, they've said already, Maddox is expecting a very tough game from Convoy, you know, and I didn't expect much to be in that game on the final whistle.
Expect Buncrana to come through?
Well, they were tough. They were all due, Tom. You know, complacency, like Buncrana played Mobile last weekend and were 6 points and no score up, and Mobile brought it back to 2 points, and it wasn't into the second half that Buncrana pulled away. You know what I mean? So, you know, as you know yourself, complacency is different. It's a dangerous game, but you know, it's a tough game for Buncrana, and you know, our lads are very aware of it. They know, and Lawrence McMullen has been about a long time as well. He's player manager, he's a shoot man, and you see him here involved with the teams here at Clannad College. You know, he won Ulster title there a couple of years ago, first time ever. He's a student manager and he left no stone unturned in terms of this team.
And moving on to Narasa and Letterkenny Gales. Letterkenny Gales, they were the farm team in the league. They won promotion, didn't they?
They did. They're promoted from Division 4 back in Division 3. I know that there's a good player there called I think it's Brian Divers, or centre half back, a very good player. As I said, they're missing Cormac Cannon, who was away in the States over the summer, but he's rejoined them again. Obviously, his brother Kieran is another good player. They've also a player, you know, myself, Conor McBrady, the manager's son, you know, so there's plenty of talent among them. There's good players there, have come back from the under 21s or 20s this year. So you mean again a team that's in a winning form? You know I mean, and obviously you know you have to say that the favours against Naross, and Naross are there. I said it's good to see Naross are there, but you mean you have to say that the Gaels should have too much for them on Saturday.
Yeah. So and Buncrana, Letterkenny Gaels final.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying, Tom. But you mean I think the Convoy Buncrana game, you know, I mean, it's going to be a tough enough game for Buncrana. I suppose the disadvantage money that Buncrana has up to now, they have got some tough games in it. You know, most of their wins have been maybe 15, 20 points, which is no advantage to any team. So this is going to be a very, very tough assignment. You know, maybe the first tough game Buncrana had in, certainly the toughest game that they have in the Championship, and how they reacted and how they started that and how the game pans out is how the result of the pan out at the end of the day. But you mean obviously Buncrana will win as favourites given as they'll come down to the media, but it's a tough assignment for them.
And moving on, I will talk about the Senior Championship in a minute, but a brief look at the Intermediate Championship. I know you follow the game closely. Aroa Clonealy, Sinnoles, Neave Bridge, how do you see those going?
Well, it's another tough one again, Tom. You mean Ballyshannon have been there and thereabouts the last number of years, and as we know, Clonealy always have. So, you know, I think those two games are going to be very, very close. We thought Neave Coloma got a good start on Sinnoles last week, but Sinnoles, you know, won in the end. So they're another experienced team at intermediate. So I expect those two to be very tough games and very, very little in the end. Because as I say, all those teams have been about intermediate the last number of years. They're experienced and they know how to win.
And moving on then to the senior. Obviously, a lot of eyes and a lot of talk about Kilcar and Gweedore. That game seems to be very much in the spotlight. And Niamh Connell and St. Junan's, or St. Junan's coming a little bit under the radar, I suppose.
Well, Tom, you know, as I was saying, you know, the good thing about it, which is exciting, that the four top teams probably in the county are in the semi-finals, you know, and I think that's... You know, I suppose a bit of luck was there that they didn't meet each other maybe in the quarterfinals. So I think, you know, from a neutral, like us all here, for a neutral, it's absolutely brilliant that, you know, Gweedore and Kilcar to me, you know, and Unions and Plenty is going to be two brilliant games. And, you know, I think it's good that the way it's panned out. It's exciting and it's, you know, absolutely, I'm looking forward to seeing two brilliant games there the weekend. It's hard. I suppose Gweedore will be disappointed with themselves at the weekend, you know, 7-8 up with maybe 7-8 minutes to go and concede that, you know, maybe a fair enough goal from a free kick and let Gundoran back in the game. You have to give Gundoran great credit for the grit and the determination and the work rate during that game. I suppose then when extra time, Gweedore showed that bit of class and a bit of experience there to pull through.
Yeah.
Again, you know, they're up against a team, Kilcar, who won it in the last couple of years. Some brilliant players there, we all know them. So, you know, that to me is going to be a brilliant game of football. We go back into the other game, Plenty's and St. Unions, as we're very aware. Both teams are full of talent. Martin Regan has won a couple of county titles with Plenty's, a very experienced manager. You have some very experienced players there, you know what I mean? They know how to win as well. And obviously, unit on the Richard Thorne and them have an array of good talent there, experienced players as well. So it's another, you know, exciting game of football. So as I say, you know, it's probably as good a semi-finals we've had maybe in the last number of years.
Overall, looking at club football in the county, how would you rate the standard of football?
I think the standard of football is very good in Donegal. I suppose Tom, you know, when you can say there's 3, 4, 5 teams, you know, have a good chance of winning the Senior Championship. And if we look back again, you know, in the last number of years, we've had maybe 4 or 5 teams have won the Senior Championship in Donegal. You look back, and you know, into Monaghan, you have Scotstoun have won maybe 3 or 4 in a row there. You know, you look into I know they may have lost it, but Cavan Gaels were dominating Cavan there, you know. Teams out there in Donegal, you know, we are lucky, you know, and it's probably good to see that, you know, different clubs, not one club are dominating senior football. So I think senior football, we look, you know, if we look at the teams left there, there's a array of talent, of good players there. They've all played, you know, minor 21, senior. You know, it's fantastic talent among those four teams. So I think Donegal, obviously, you know, we're after winning the last two Ulster titles, you know what I mean? So, you know, Donegal is in a good place in terms of Gaelic football.
So, all in all, looking forward to the weekend. You got your flask out?
I am. I'm looking forward to you know, to our games, certainly our own game here against Convoy and out there, but certainly looking forward, I think, to fantastic senior semi-finals, absolutely fantastic for the genuine GAA person that wants to see two good games. I think we're really, really lucky that there's two games in store there.
Look, thanks for joining us, Sean, and we'll talk to you again soon, and enjoy your weekend's football. So that's about it from the GAA programme for the GAA programme for this week. We'll be back again. Remember, the new time next week at 7:25. Plenty of live action here on Highland Radio over the weekend, with the live action on those two senior games on Sunday, with Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh and Brendan Kilcoyne doing the analysis. And of course, don't forget our preview program tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock. That's about it from me, Tom Cormack, Gugian Chocton, Tahogan, Slán agus Bannock.